Artwork Newspaper Issue 232, July to August 2024. Editorial comment. Artwork P.O. Box 3 LNAB 41. Artwork at famadrum.com. Comment 1. Culture coming under the cosh. The news doesn't get any better. Following the announcement of the grim existential threats faced by the Edinburgh International Festival and the Fringe came the news that one of the most popular of the Fringe venues, the miraculous all-year-round Summer Hall complex, was to be put up for sale on the open market. Summer Hall, famous as the largest independent arts centre in Europe, if not the world, seemed for the years of its existence to be able to defy gravity, almost. It was easy to think, within its extensive and capacious walls, that the world was an enlightened, inspired place where the normal mean rules somehow didn't apply. For the wonderful example it set, we should all be grateful. One can only hope that the many enterprising undertakings, from craft gin distilling to the renowned DeMarco European Foundation, that found shelter inside those welcoming walls will manage to find new homes. Not, one would think, an easy task. As if this was not bad enough, most, if not all major book festivals, have found themselves shorn of much of the financial support they have received over the years from one particularly generous donor, Bailey Gifford. In a sense, one cannot help thinking that much of this damage has been self-inflicted. There is no business on earth that does not in one way or another face conflicted interests. How many of those publicly contesting the support offered would themselves emerge from the closest scrutiny of their actions without some compromise barriers or some inconsistencies? To be totally squeaky clean, perhaps the answer would be to pay your own way. Or at least ask your publisher to stump up more of the bill. So now we know. Artificial intelligence may be the best thing since sliced bread, but, man, does it fairly use up the planet's slender resources. Carbon emissions from Google went up by 13% last year, following the switch over to artificial intelligence to power its services. This huge increase in demand for energy means Google emits some 14 million tons of carbon dioxide equivalent, C02e, around a third of total emissions from the UK's entire electricity grid last year. Comment 2, burning the midday oil, as well. So now you know why you never see photographs of the massive dark server farms that contain the equipment that translates humble web searches into those ad-littered responses and sends them round the world. The tech giants are past masters at massaging the news, so it can only be some sort of miracle that this NRWS has managed to leak out. Perhaps we should really stop and think before glibly accepting the instruction to think before you print this. As we never tire of pointing out, print is often far less damaging to the environment than the online alternative so cozily promoted in its place. Humble sheets like this one, printed on paper with a huge recycled content, are passed around and often read by many more eyes than those staring bleakly at their computer screens. Now that these very damaging home truths are beginning to seep out, we should be far more vigilant in monitoring all the activities of the web giants. They have had a very easy ride in their progress to world domination. Much more must be done to hold them to account before the lights go out. Comment 3. Fancy dress, anyone? You cannot be serious. Oh, yes we are. This is 2024, and we are handing out Scotland's highest honour, the Order of the Thistle. Time for a rethink? Time to put away the fancy dress? Honestly,